So Helen, I asked Helen just to come and share a little bit with us about how she prays. She has a lot she could say on the matter. So if you're around and you'd like to know more, do just chat to her. She'll happily chat to you for much longer. But let's start with, what do you enjoy the most about prayer?
It's really hard to answer this in a small time. Everything. I love just spending time with Jesus, spending time with my Father, sharing what's going on in my heart. I love using the Examine. If you're unfamiliar with the Examine, it's a sort of format way of praying. If you want one of these, I've got lots. But certainly the first part of that is learning how to be still in front of God. So I found it really useful incorporating that with the Waiting on God book, and just hanging out with Jesus and sitting before him and recognizing who he is. So I could say a lot more, but I'll stop there.
Thank you. And now, what do you find difficult about prayer?
So I think in the past, and well, it's a journey for all of us, isn't it, learning about prayer, but one of the hardest things is when we come to God and we forget who he is, we forget his character, we forget that he's for us, that he's our Father, that he knows us, that he loves us. And when I let situations dictate who I think God is rather than letting God dictate who he is, that's when I find prayer difficult, because I don't come to him as a daughter. I come to him begging, or I come to him thinking he's not powerful. So I think it's at those times when I forget who he is that it's the most harder.
Thank you, Helen. And is there one piece of advice or a tip you could give us that's helped you?
I would say probably just don't compare. We're all on a journey. We're all on a different journey. And my prayer life has massively changed throughout my life. And 15 years ago, I would have said this would have been a legalistic religious tool that would have been very, very difficult for me, because I thought I would be earning God's love through prayer. Whereas now it's absolutely life-giving and I'm just connecting with Jesus. So I think it's having freedom not to compare where you are in prayer with anyone else, but just follow where God's leading you.
Thank you.